We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school track and field, girls and districts coming up here quickly for next Thursday, talking with the head coach for the ACGC girls team, Jacob Lacey, here on KSOM. And, Coach, how are you feeling about your team here with less than a week to go to the state qualifying meet?
Feeling pretty good. We've run some pretty good stuff the last few meets. You know, like I said, we'll definitely have some events we're going to try and qualify. Like I said, the girls have been, you know, running pretty well, and there's, as well as our throws and our jumps, you know, we've had some good stuff happening there. So, like I said, it should all be like coming together right at the right time, and like I said, go out and have a good meet.
Yeah, you competed at Panorama last night on Thursday night. What were some of the highlights at the meet there?
Let's see. Well, we had Ava Campbell. She set a school record in the open four. I think the unofficial time was around like a minute one point six seven. That's unofficial, but that was good. We had a couple other girls do really well in the 100, 200. We had, you know, Nora Langard ran really well in the open one, and Savannah Akers and Miranda Gruber ran really well in the 200. I think Kate Bowles threw pretty close to her best in the shot. Yeah, it was like I said, it was a pretty good night.
Very good. That's good to hear. Results are still, I think, being compiled. They haven't released the final results as of yet, as we're talking right now. What about your relays? Where do you feel like they are at? Have you kind of come to a decision on who's running what, Dad, or are you still kind of tinkering with that?
Yeah, I mean, we got, you know, there's, like I said, there's a few that we're thinking about, you know, and yeah, the process is still kind of ongoing. You know, we definitely have, you know, as a staff, we have some ideas what direction we want to go. We don't have any meets left, but, you know, we'll have like a, you know, next week, we have some practice times. Maybe we'll like see something from that that might, you know, kind of help us, you know, decide one way or another. But, you know, we definitely have some things to think about and discuss and talk about as a staff.
How about, I mean, for some, are there any hard decisions to make in terms of narrowing it down to four events?
Not really. No, I think nothing should be like a difficult decision in that regard. I don't think of deciding, narrowing anything down. No, I think, you know, like I said, the things we have, you know, like I said, we're going to definitely try some stuff. We feel good about certain things more so than others, but, you know, like I said, everything's everything's on the table, I guess, so to say.
Yeah. Well, one versatile person we haven't talked a ton about here has been Cadence Peterson. I mean, you've used her in a lot of different events. And what do you see from her, and what maybe she could possibly do at districts next week?
Well, she's done really, you know, she's done well on a high jump for us, and on 400 hurdles. You know, that's definitely, I think, two things that, you know, she's definitely going to, you know, make a push for and try for those. And she's been kind of a key piece in that our distance medley relay as well. So, like I said, she's ran really well and competed pretty well for us, you know, these last few weeks. So, like I said, those events probably will be what we'd like to consider her in.
And then Ava Campbell, she's going into districts more than likely as the number one seed in the 800 and the 1500. You know, how do you, and she seems like she's well ahead in both events going in. You know, how do you feel about her and the competition that she will face, you know, when you get to the district meet?
Yeah, I think she's going to run well. I mean, like you said, she's, you know, she had an eight for sure. She PR'd like quite a bit, pretty close to 5 seconds, I think. And the 800, you know, she went from a 221.04 to a 215. So yeah, like for sure, like that's something she'll be, you know, be, I think, well ahead in the mile. And we'll probably have her like doing our DMED too for sure. Like I said, she just, you know, seems to be getting, like I said, better and stronger and kind of every meet, you know, like I said, hopefully, like I said, running fast at the right time, which is what you want.
And how do you feel about the competition overall at Madrid coming up on next Thursday?
Yeah, I mean, at least some, like I said, some decent teams there, some things, you know, that are going to, you know, challenge us. And, you know, like I said, certain relays that we might try. But, you know, for the things that we kind of feel pretty good about, you know, like I said, Ava, I think she'll be okay. But yeah, no, there's always going to be, like I said, some good teams, you know, and like different teams will always, you know, you never know kind of what, like what teams are going to try. I think a lot of times, you know, there's coaches like to keep their, you know, cards close to their chest, you know, just, you know, not give everything away. And so it's always kind of a, sometimes it's a guessing game. Like, what do you think a particular team, what, you know, what event they're going to do? And so you got to kind of have to, you know, compare that with what you think you want to do and kind of see where your chances lie and go off of that. So, but no, like I said, there'll be some good teams there, and we just got to like come out and be ready.
And so what's going to be your overall message to the team, knowing that, hey, the winners get in automatically, but, you know, if you post up a good enough time, maybe you slip into the at-large, but anything can happen. But you got to, I mean, for a lot of them, it'll be their last meet of the year, maybe the last meet they've ever run. They just got to go out and do their very best and lay it all on the line.
Yeah, I mean, like, nothing, you know, like, it's not just going to happen, you know. It's one of those things, you know, you have to, you kind of got to want it, you know. And like I said, I know as coaches, you know, we want it, you know, and I think the kids, you know, they got to want it more than what we do, you know. And you got to, like I said, make that decision that, you know, like, sometimes, you know, some particular races, you know, and it may hurt, it may be uncomfortable, but, you know, that's, you know, a short-term, you know, some short-term pain, you know, from a race may, you know, I said, help get you to state potentially. So it's just something you got to, like, decide that's, you know, to commit yourself, got to go out and, like I said, kind of wait on the line there, go for it, because you never know.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, really appreciate your time, and certainly best of luck at districts coming up. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you.
Jacob Lacey, head coach for ACGC Girls Track and Field, with us here on KSOM.